What's the bigger mess right now, Bill, the Dodgers or the Angels?
I think the mess on the field right now would be the Dodgers, mostly because there's a circus off the field. The one thing that has happened with the Angels that has not happened with the Dodgers is that the management has come out and said, look, stop worrying about whether they're going to change a manager, because we're not. And things have calmed down, and actually the Angels have run four in a row.
Mm-hmm.
On the Dodgers' side of the town, management has been very careful to say absolutely nothing. And as a result, Don Mattingly is on, you know, manager death watch status out here.
And I guess the latest sort of installment in that soap opera, if you want to call it that, is benching Andre Ethier on Wednesday. And Don Mattingly's quote was he wanted to put a lineup, quote, that's going to fight and compete the whole day. You know, boy, I Don Mattingly's reputation as a player, Bill, I've got to think he'd be, for a lot of people, he'd be exactly the type of guy you'd want to play for. And I mean, we don't know. We're not in the clubhouse. I mean, I'm certainly not. We don't, don't necessarily know him entirely as a manager. But why has that just not worked? Because it really has seemed as if since the start of the year, a lot of people have kind of been very quietly expressing some skepticism about Don Mattingly as manager. Why hasn't that worked?
Yeah, it's odd because the first 2 years he was here, the Dodgers were in bankruptcy. They certainly weren't spending the most money of any team in baseball. In fact, they didn't have any money. And a judge had to approve whatever they spent. At this point, they spent more money than any baseball team in the history of the world, and it's not working out. And people are wondering a little bit about maybe a guy who's good for one environment might not be as good for another one. And, you know, it's hard to say because the Dodgers have had some injuries, but most of them have been pitching. And the only position player that's really missed a lot of time that would be a significant guy you'd expect to contribute is Hanley Ramirez. So when you got guys like Ethier in camp that are not doing what everybody expects them to do, everybody's sort of scratching their heads.
Bill, you said that some guys work in one environment, they don't always work in the other environment. I'm wondering if you can't say that about Magic Johnson on this case. I mean, you got new ownership comes in, headlined by a superstar basketball player. He starts talking, and Harold Reynolds made this point too for the MLB Network. You got these guys coming in, and essentially they just bought up a lot of star power. And the assumption was is that it would just work out. And you see this recipe fail. You've seen it fail with the Marlins. You're seeing it fail with the Blue Jays. And now it's failing with the Dodgers. I mean, do you think that this failure is a byproduct of just thinking we're gonna scout by, what, line scores or stat sheets and put these big names together and they'll flourish?
No, I think what the new owners did is to come in and say, all right, the Dodgers have been decimated by Frank McCourt, the previous owner, who, again, had no money to spend. The minor leagues were awful. The Dodgers had all but abandoned Latin America, where they were the industry leaders for so many years, and they hadn't spent money on the major league level. So here's a group that spends $2 billion to buy the team, and they're thinking, all right, we can do one of two things. We can sell everybody. Yeah, we got a lot of money, but hang with us for 3, 4, 5 years while we rebuild. Or we can go out and get some players now while we rebuild. And if they weren't doing any of the minor league and scouting stuff now, you'd say, all right, this is just about money. But they're doing that. They were trying to figure out what can we do to get better quicker, and that's what they did. It hasn't worked, but I don't know that I fault them for trying.
Where would they go? We're joined by Bill Shaken of the LA Times. Where did the Dodgers go for manager?
I think in the middle of the season, you're always looking at guys you already have in the organization, at least on an interim basis. On the bench, you have Tim Wallach, the great former Montreal Expo and Dodger, who was actually a minor league manager of the year, and a lot of people thought should have got the job when Mattingly did. He'd be one option. Davey Lopes, another former Dodger player and former major league manager, is on the bench. If they wanted to bring somebody down from the front office, they've got Pat Corrales, who was a manager in the major leagues a few decades ago. You know, there's people they can get to fill in. I don't think you're going to get a big name or somebody who's with another club, obviously, right now.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you about that, Bill, because I've heard from some behind-the-scenes sources that say that Joe Maddon is to the Rays. I mean, you think he's a quintessential part of the Rays' success, but the Rays being such a, I don't know, wheeling and dealing club, that they would trade any piece if the right talent was there in exchange, would probably be okay with dealing Madden. You would think that Madden may, like, managing the Angels might be the dream job of Joe Madden if it was possible.
Well, in terms of the Angels, there's no opening there right now. The owner's made pretty clear Mike Sosa's stand, and Sosa's under contract for, I believe, 5 more years. But Madden's an L.A. guy. He still lives out here. And I think the Dodgers would be something he would look at. I think at the end of the season, though, what you'd need to see is if things don't get better for the Dodgers, they might change the general manager as well as the manager. And in that case, maybe you try to bring in Andrew Friedman, the general manager, and Joe Madden, because the guy that helped them in Tampa, Jerry Hunsker, is already here with the Dodgers in their front office.